I'm here today because things have really only gotten worse since the last time we were gathered here a year ago. I think there's a momentum to change things, and I want to be a part of shifting in a new direction.
And what is your name?
Olivia Pevic.
Well, I'm here because of what's happening in our government as it's watching it being dismantled in the most despicable thing we've ever seen. I want to do something rather than nothing, and I think everything matters and that we should just do what we can. I especially support immigrants. I teach English as a second language, and I understand their situation. So I just am here to show support because I think it matters.
And what kind of changes would you like to see occur?
Money out of politics and protection of the environment. People who are in charge of those agencies, whether it's the EPA or the Justice Department, people who care about the values that they're supposed to be protecting and promoting.
What is your name?
Diane Kenny.
I'm here because my wife is here.
Oh, no.
Yes, and I stand for all these causes.
I'm here because I'm concerned and worried about the whole planet, not just Trump and what we're doing, but I'm concerned, and it's the first time I've marched since the Vietnam War, and we made a difference then, and I think together it's a spiritual impulse to support goodness and beauty and truth in the world, so that's why I'm here.
And what kind of changes would you like to see?
I'd like to see DACA cleared up.
And what is your name?
Helena Harrell.
Anything else that you'd like to add?
I'd like my husband to say something.
I would like to say that my last march was 1968 at the United Nations. We know what that was all about. And this is more important than that one was.
What is your name?
Edward Baumheier.
Computer Sen. Equal rights and support, especially for support of women of color, particularly Sandra Lopez.
What kind of changes would you like to see occur?
I would like to see equal pay and support of women, and especially when women are victims of sexual abuse and sexual assault, I would like for them, the victims, to be believed and supported rather than questioned and shamed and blamed.
Susan Harris.
And Susan, why are you here today?
So many reasons. I love the solidarity of not just women, but men, looking at the issues that are so critical to our country as a resistance to Trump. It makes me feel better to get out and march and do something positive. For immigration rights, there are so many issues that our country are facing, and I don't think Trump is dealing with them at all. And so it's just a way to show solidarity with everyone in the community and the world.
And what kind of changes would you like to see?
Let's put DACA right at the front here. Sane immigration reform. The changes I'd like to see most is Trump gone. Is to impeach Trump. That would make me very happy.
I'm here to support women's rights and choice. And really in solidarity against this presidency, which is destroying so many of our rights. I can't even believe that our president and vice president are speaking from the White House about abortion rights not being valid. It feels like we've slipped 30, 40 years. It's so disturbing.
And what's your name?
I'm Augustine Colebrook.
Thank you. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.